It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. There are new music festivals popping up all over Iowa right now, but Fresh Fest, slated to take place in downtown Des Moines this August, will be the first hip-hop festival in the state. And if you're thinking, Iowa and hip-hop, that doesn't sound right, it's time to be schooled.
Round of applause for the counterculture. The degenerates who stand against the conscious vultures. Those who put an emphasis on the mental chip, refusing to give in to all the simple shit. This for you. My soul aching. I try shaking it off, but it's so flagrant. I go, no patience. Post haste, erasing, placing all my wants before my needs. I don't understand how they don't see that. Repression costs more than liberty. I'm sure you were for sure some sympathy. Chasing the change as you roam, hoping that it'll leave. I sense caution and emotion. Mortals who claim to be gods, but followers like devotion.
That's Counterculture by hip-hop artist Marcaeus, also known as Marcus Ashworth. He is the owner of Media Fresh Records, and he is with me now. Hello, Marcaeus.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much for being here. Also with me, Mickey Davis, program director of the Des Moines Social Club. Hi, Mickey.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. And now, as I was alluding to earlier, when you say hip-hop scene and Des Moines, there are people who say, you may be wrong about that. So, Marcaeus, I realize that there is a hip-hop scene in Des Moines, but can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the scene has been growing here for the past couple of years, help a lot by, like, the Social Club and a lot of the other events that we've had going on. I mean, It's just a really exciting time for the city. There's been a demand for it for so long, and it feels like this is the year where it's finally happening. So,
and Mickey, as Marcaeus is saying, that the Des Moines Social Club has been really involved in this. Have you been a little surprised by how vibrant the hip hop scene is in Des Moines?
Yeah. I mean, I think hip hop is a really interesting genre in that the barriers to entry are pretty low. You know, there are a lot of people can produce on their computer. The software is not that expensive, and people can pretty easily record demos and things like that. So I think the demand has always been there, but what's really caught me off guard is just the sheer number of hip-hop artists who are either have existed in Des Moines, or now that Marcaeus is doing what he's doing and other promoters and organizers are doing what they're doing, they're kind of coming out of the woodwork to move past making music in their bedroom and actually showing up and playing shows.
How long have you been hosting hip-hop events at the Des Moines Social Club?
About a year now, right after I dropped my debut project called White Man's Burden. We started on the series Freshen Up, which was specifically designed to kind of service that underseen scene. So,
well, and you had originally thought that you would, as I mentioned, you're the owner of Media Fresh Records. You thought this would be a great platform just for your artists. So were you even a little surprised by how vibrant hip-hop is in Des Moines?
Well, it was crazy, because it's like I headlined the first one, and so we kind of knew what that was going to be, and then we had the battle event, which was, we knew what that was going to be, but when it kept going, and it just showed that, I mean, we have new faces in. It's not just like an all-black crowd. It's, I mean, you'll have Asians, you'll have, I mean, it's just crazy the amount of people that are coming out just to see new hip-hop artists. So,
well, I mean, give me an idea. How many people do you draw?
Between 70 and 80 on the regular. I mean, it can definitely shoot up, though, just depending on, you know, different. We try to keep artists that, you know, are veterans, and then we'll mix it up and throw in artists maybe their first time performing. But one thing we've seen is that regardless of, you know, how popular an artist is, there's always that consistent crowd that's just there to see something new and embrace the newly thriving scene, so.
And on our end, for the Social Club, you know, we do our best to really be a house for all different genres and disciplines. And that can be really challenging sometimes when we figure out how we talk about these different things. You know, just saying we book hip-hop and jazz and rock and world music, there's kind of an information overload that goes out sometimes. So we've been really fortunate to find people like Marcaeus in hip-hop, and then, you know, similar people in jazz or in rock music who can create these kind of consistent series where people in Des Moines may not know these specific local hip-hop artists, but they know that a night of hip-hop is a night of hip-hop, so they're going to come out and maybe be exposed to some new faces.
Yeah.
And Marcaeus, tell me a little bit about you. When did you first start performing?
Well, I started performing as a battle rapper probably like 15, 16, just just battling for crowds at school and different radio station competitions, and then it just grew from there.
And where were you living when you were doing that?
Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah. So you lived in Kansas City and Atlanta growing up.
Yeah, back and forth a lot, but primarily got my start with like the rhyming and the putting it together from an artistic standpoint beyond just, you know, simple patterns and things in Atlanta, like taking it seriously. So
what brought you to Iowa?
I went to school. I went to Iowa State.
All right. And you decided to stay?
I just decided to stay. I mean, it was one of the things that you constantly hear here is like, you know, we got to get out. We got to go to Dallas. We got to go to Los Angeles. But the things that made those cities what they are is people that decided to stay. And so I see that same potential in Des Moines, the same way you see with what Tech N9ne has been able to do in Kansas City, as far as becoming the number one independent powerhouse in the nation, or even up north with Rhymesayers in Minneapolis. It's just that same. It's that same potential here. I mean, it's at a crossroads, and the crowds are just demanding it. It's just a perfect time. So I want to build the scene up to be really what I mean. I feel like it could be like a mecca of hip hop. You know, the same way, like, you know, you look at like New York or Atlanta when it had its time, and Miami to a certain extent. I feel like Des Moines is right there. So
is there something that you have seen or experienced in Des Moines that gives you a glimpse of that possible future?
Well, you know, excuse me, I think the main thing, and I put out a project called White Man's Burden in a state that's 98% white. And, you know, it did 20,000 downloads. It went viral, the support from it. And that's when I saw it's like, why would I leave a place where this is where a lot of artists would chase to come, where there's crowds that they can't actually access. I mean, it just, I don't know, from that, it just showed me, it's like, I really don't need to go and take my talents to South Beach like LeBron or anything like that. You know what I mean? We can keep it here and build a team here and win championships here. So
do you feel like there are changes taking place in Des Moines that make that possible now? Or do you think that really you'd always would have had that opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, I think the main thing is, and, you know, we've been buzzing for a little bit, the label. Is the difference now is you have organizations like the Social Club and Des Moines Music Coalition coming around to, you know, actually just foster that and actually just pay attention to it. It was really just that simple. I mean, just getting it to different crowds. So I don't know. It's hard to explain, but it just feels like this past year or so that everything is just for everyone across the board just opened up. So
do you find yourself defending Des Moines to other people in the music industry that you know?
Yeah, I get it sometimes. I do shows in other places, you know, and you always hear that where it's like, you know, you in Iowa. But the conversation always ends with, how can I get on a show out there? And so that's kind of like the when it's like, oh, okay. Because I can easily go to Atlanta and get on. It's everyone's doing it out there. What we can create that here. And so that's really what, yeah.
So you've been doing these shows pretty regularly at the Des Moines Social Club. Yeah. Where did the idea of a music festival come from?
We just thought it was time. I mean, you know, I look at the crazy reactions that, like, for instance, 8035 has had in the past with, like, Wu-Tang and, like, they do now with Nas and just other events. To me, it seems like when Willie's puts on a lot of these great hip-hop acts that those are the most talked about shows. We're just looking at different things like that and just decided it was just the perfect time.
So what is your vision for the festival? What do you expect to be able to put together with Fresh Fest?
Well, yeah, I mean, this year we're really, really trying to service the independent artist and really showcase the hardworking, you know, hip hop artists and everything, you know, in the region. But long term, we're looking at, you know, competing with all the major festivals, the Coachellas, the South by Southwest. You know, Fresh Fest is really an annual 2-day. It's a celebration of culture and diversity through hip hop, you know, so it's going to be two stages where B-boy battles, a fashion show, drink and food vendors. Just really trying to make it that full service family event where everyone can come and see hip hop, enjoy hip hop, see something they haven't seen before, see their favorite classic artist maybe, and just enjoy it, you know, we don't plan on stopping anytime soon, for sure. I mean, hopefully we'll be back here 10 years from now, you know, celebrating the 10th anniversary. So that's the plan. So,
so you're a long range planner.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah. Mickey, from your perspective, obviously the Des Moines Social Club has been involved in a lot of different new things going on right now. What makes you excited about this one?
You know, I think it's totally different than anything else on the musical landscape right now in Des Moines. I think Des Moines is really having a moment musically, and there are a lot of people paying attention. But I think when you look at the musical landscape of what's getting press, what's getting mentions, what's getting booked, it can, when it comes to local music, it can overwhelmingly be like white dudes playing guitar. So it's really cool to see someone who's reaching outside of that realm and bringing kind of a really kind of long range, like you said, and kind of holistic approach to how they're booking this festival. You know, thinking about fashion, thinking about B-boys, thinking about not just the music that's presented, but the various things that go along with that to create that kind of holistic vibe. You know, we, as a social club, we aren't just a music venue. We aren't just an art gallery. We aren't just an education, you know, house. Like, we have all these different moving pieces. So when there's programming that comes up that encapsulates all those different pieces as well, it's just such a great fit for what we're trying to do.
And Marcaeus, that comment about white dudes playing guitar, you know, that's a lot of Iowa culture. And of course, in hip hop, there is a lot of collaboration that goes on. Do you feel like the kind of culture that we've had in Iowa is blending with the hip hop scene? Do you think that Des Moines is going to have a kind of a unique voice in hip hop?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the main thing that you see that's great is because of how long Des Moines has been isolated, a lot of the artists here have their own style. I mean, you have a lot of artists that are genuinely lyricists, a lot of artists that are genuinely creating unique production because they don't have those outside influences. And so, absolutely. I mean, it's just perfect. It's, you know, the thing, what's great about hip hop is when we talk about hip hop, it's not like it's a black thing anymore. You know what I mean? It's, you know, I'm in a band with three white guys. My DJ is Native American. I run with Asian B-boys. I mean, it's a really multicultural thing. And so I think that I was always embraced hip hop. I just think that this is the first time they've had a chance to do so publicly. So
tell me a little bit about what you're working on right now, because in addition to doing shows at the Des Moines Social Club and planning this music festival, you're making music. What are your projects right now?
Yeah, right now I'm working on releasing an EP on, I'm performing at 8035 July 8th, planning on dropping an EP called Super Predator. It's going to be released on Media Fresh Records. Aside from that, just really just trying to keep everything going. We're also going to release a Media Fresh compilation of a lot of the artists that are performing at Fresh Fest at Fresh Fest, just to give people a way to go home with everything that they heard that day. So,
when can you give me the details of your performance at 8035?
Yeah, I go on at 7 p.m. On the Nationwide stage.
On Friday.
On Friday, on the first Friday. So I'm really excited about that. Before that, though, I have May 28th at Woolies, Gross Domestic Product, and then the Iowa Music Project Showcase, which is June 2nd as well. So
nice.
Yeah.
As a local music label, what does that mean? I mean, I realize you're working with artists, you're putting out records. Mm-hmm. Being based in Des Moines, what kind of reach do you have when you're trying to get these records sold?
Yeah, well, I mean, what's great is, I guess it's not great, but a part of what was before Des Moines got to this point, if you weren't lazy, it forced you to go out. And so now I have these relationships in Denver and Minneapolis and Kansas City and Chicago. So it's really not that tough for me to go out and work records. It's just a matter of just keeping everything, you know, profitable and everything, but really trying to add to just that aura. You know, I'm more so about aura building right now than profit building. I just want to make sure that the aura and the vibe in the city and everything that's coming out of the city representing the city is correct. And understanding that Media Fresh at this point is sort of like on the forefront of that and trying to just be that when people hear it, they understand, like, you know, what's coming out of Des Moines is something heavy, you know, so.
So we talked about what you want this festival to be like in 10 years. Take me 5 years down the road for Media Fresh. What are your hopes?
Well, I mean, at that point, I'd hope to be, you know, on the same route with like the strange music, like the Tech N9ne. My real goal is to just be a fully servicing independent label, and I mean independent just by just not getting in bed with a lot of these major labels, and no knock to them, but more so just trying to make great music and reach the fans, and cutting out a lot of the, there's so much distraction in hip hop that we're just taking a no nonsense approach and just focusing on music. We're trying to be like the Motown of hip hop, you know what I mean? And so just creating classic music, timeless music, stadium music.
It sounds like you're hoping that Des Moines will become a magnet for artists who want a little more freedom in what they're doing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to be that. I mean, you can already get the vibes of it. I mean, if you have an atmosphere where everyone is being creative and being themselves in the first place, as soon as word gets out that there's an artist wonderland like that, of course people are going to come through, and they can mess with Media Fresh too. Why not?
Mark Kaius, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hip-hop artist Mark Kaius, also known as Marcus Ashworth. He is the owner of Media Fresh Records and also one of the men behind what will be the first hip-hop festival, obviously an annual festival in the making. Fresh Fest coming to Des Moines this August. Mickey Davis, thank you.
Thank you.
Mickey Davis is program director for the Des Moines Social Club, and we'll go out today with Success by Mark Kaius. Never an enemy, but always the respected ones. The ones you move with, grew with, learn lessons from. Hell bent on making you look less of them. When you speak on progression, I am the best of them. When you speak on the throne, know that I am the next of kin. My bestest friend, I only trust myself. Won't get cut unless I cut myself. I had second thoughts about writing this. Contemplating if I should pour my whole life in this. But if the feeling is dead, then why fight it? Throw it on the beat and just hope they try to recite it. I got friends in the trap, pressuring me to be bigger than rap. Language of the soul, I doubt that I'd be bigger than that. In fact, it's sharks in the seas, watching you deal with. Labels are unnecessary, watching you deal with. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbie.